listeners, it is time for a new episode of My Little Globe. Today's topic is one that everyone will be able to relate to in one way or the other, and it is honesty. Now, I am a pretty honest person because I feel like honesty is always the key to a good relationship, whatever type of relationship it might be. If it's friendship, if it's a romantic relationship, if it's family, honesty is super important. And that's why I'm honest with everyone around me. Now, this is not always a good thing because sometimes I tend to be too honest, or at least it seems that way to me, because whenever I get into a new group, it happens a lot that people don't like me at first because I seem to be too harsh and too honest to them, because I also tell those truths that nobody really wants to hear. So usually when I get into a new group, people are very skeptical towards me, but then at some point they also see the benefits of someone who is super honest, and then my relationships with those people tend to change a lot with the time. Now, one story that's very characteristic, or one story that will help me explain this to you, is the following. It happened during my musical theater studies, so it already happened a few years back. But the situation was that a colleague of mine, Jenny, was having her vocal lesson inside a room. Now, I was standing outside that room waiting for my turn, and of course I heard bits and pieces of her singing through the door. Now, there was another girl at school, I will call her Tiffany for now, that sang in a very particular way that not many of us liked, and she had the same vocal teacher as Jenny and me. So, Jenny and me, we were not very close. We were just colleagues, we got along as far as our studies and our work were concerned, but we never met up, the two of us, outside of school or something like that. However, she came out of that room after her lesson, and she was like, "Romina, may I ask you something?" And I said, "Yeah, sure, shoot." And she went, "You know, I think if I ask you, I will get the most honest answer I can ever get from anyone." And I was like, "Okay, yeah, go ahead." And she asked me if she sounded anything like Tiffany, because she didn't want to sound like her. And of course, there was this big concern at school that everyone who had the same vocal teacher as Tiffany would sound the same way. Now, she didn't sound at all like Tiffany, which is what I told her. But right after that conversation, I thought, wow, Jenny, who really has close friends at school, did come to me to ask me about this very important thing, because it might seem like a little thing to people who don't do musical theater, but for us, it is very important how we sound, right? And we were not close, but still she would come up to me, even though she didn't even particularly like me at first. And that was a point when I started questioning friendships, because how can it be that this girl who has very close friends at school has to come up to someone she doesn't even like, just in order to get an honest answer? I think friends should be the first people to tell you an honest answer, even if sometimes it can hurt. But isn't that what friends are for? In my case, for example, the real good and strong friendships are those where honesty is there and is always there and can always be there. There's always space and room for honesty, no matter how much it might hurt to hear the truth. I think honesty is just a very important trait and value in a friendship, because people who stay friends with you after you told them a hard truth are just the people you should be friends with, because then you can be 100% yourself. And one of the greatest friendships that I have is practically based on that, on telling each other that the other one is getting on one's nerves, for example, because sometimes it's just like that. Sometimes maybe you are in a bad mood and the other one is like in this crazy mood where they joke around all the time, but you don't have any capacity for those jokes today. So you will just tell them to please not make these jokes and to please shut up because they're getting on your nerves. And a good friend will take this and respect it, or maybe tell you that you are behaving in a shitty way that they can't stand in that moment. And then that's fine. Or you just find the moment that you say, okay, we have to take a break from each other. I'm not saying a break from the friendship, but just, you know, maybe close a door in between of you and everyone, go separate ways for an hour or two, because that is so important, at least to me. And especially when it comes to greater things like opinions on certain decisions or a partner choice or anything like that. Now, I always took it as a given that people tried to be honest as much as they could. Until last year, I experienced something that made me think a lot about lying and honesty in general, and about how this depends on maybe our cultural backgrounds and stuff like that. Until last year, I got to know a guy. I will call him Jason for now. I don't know any Jason, that's why I randomly picked a name. And we got to know each other on board of the ship I worked on. And right from the beginning, I told him what kind of person I was and what the values were that I had or have. And I told him how important honesty was or still is to me. And that honesty is kind of the basis to everything. Because, and I told him that too, I can totally get involved with a guy who is in a relationship back home or who is married or has kids. But I have to know. So I will just need this transparency. I need that. I think it's just the key and the basis. And this is when I know that I can trust someone. So things started off quite easy because I'm an easygoing person. I like to keep things neat and clean and not to put them wide out in the open straight away. So we got involved with each other and just had a thing going on. Nobody else knew, which was just fantastic for me. The situation was just perfect. And then at some point he wanted us to make this official and like to put this, let's call it relationship, out in the open. And I don't know, he kind of pushed me. So at some point I gave in and I was like, yeah, sure, if it's so important to you, we can totally make this an official thing. And at some point, my mom came on board, and this was the point where I told him, look, now you have to be completely honest with me. I have to know what this is. So please tell me if you have someone back home or not. And he denied it. So he said no, he didn't have anyone at home. And like the weeks and the months passed by and we had a wonderful time. And in between, he always told me, look, I want to marry you. I want to have kids with you. And I was like, no, stop. Stop right here. We're not going to get married. I am not sure if I want to have kids even. And you're a Filipino. I'm an Austrian. We're just too far apart. And there's dimensions and worlds between our cultures. Anyway, he told me how much he loved me and that he wanted to spend the rest of his life with me. Unfortunately, I fell in love with him very much. But at the same time, I'm happy about it because years before I had left, or my last boyfriend had left me. And in between, I thought I couldn't love properly anymore because that boyfriend I had before was really my greatest love somehow. And this is why I was so happy that I could fall in love again. And he made me discover that. So Jason basically showed me that I was still capable of loving someone else, which is really priceless, I think. After a few months, my sister came on board and they got along very well. And he told her when I was absent, when I was not there, he told her how much he loved me and the plans he had with me and why he liked me so much. So all of these things. And that was, of course, super, super cute. And he wouldn't have had to do that, actually, because nobody forced him to. And anyhow, at some point he had to get off board. And when he left, he still told me how much he loved me and that he would text me every day and send me pictures every day. And I was like, wow, you don't have to send me pictures every day. Just keep it nice and just let me know that you're fine, right? So when he got home, he called me once. And then the day afterwards, I was blocked. Now, I only had his WhatsApp number because he always told me that his ex-girlfriend had the access to his Facebook and Instagram accounts, and that girl had changed the password and he couldn't get into those accounts anymore. Now, of course, this story is super weird, and nobody would believe that. Well, I did. I believed him, especially because in the Philippines, it's quite common for partners to have the access to each other's social media platforms. Something that to me sounds quite awkward and that I think shouldn't be necessary because there has to be a certain thing called trust in a relationship. But however, over there, it's kind of normal. So this is probably why I didn't doubt it at all. So I basically thought he didn't have any Insta and any Facebook, or at least he didn't have any access to it. So I never looked him up on the internet or I never searched for his name. And I only had his WhatsApp number. Now he blocked me on WhatsApp. And all of a sudden, a person that I spent days and nights with in the past few months was gone. He was literally gone. I didn't have any other way to contact him. And that, of course, was a shock. Now, that same night, he unblocked me and called me and told me some story about his phone that was broken and this is why he couldn't contact me and I couldn't contact him and blah, blah, blah. And it was all a lie. And I was like, okay, he's lying, but I just don't have time for that now. And I said, look, I just want you to tell me before you block me again because I feel like it's so respectless. And I already had that feeling that he had another girl. And I was like, do you have a girl at home? Just tell me, right? And he was like, no, I don't have any. And then he told me some story about how he told his mother that he wanted to move to Austria. And that his mother said, oh yeah, go ahead. If it makes you happy, do whatever it takes to make yourself happy. And we had never spoken about that. We had never talked about him moving to Austria. So I was like, whoa, slow down a second. We never talked about that. However, I had to end the call there because I had to work. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna work now. Just do me that favor and don't block me without telling me in advance, right? So I went to work and the next day I was blocked again. And I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. At that point, I was sure he had a girl at home and that this was the reason why he blocked me, because what other reason could there be for just ghosting me? And until then, I didn't even know that this was called ghosting. I didn't know what it meant to ghost someone. I learned a lot during that time. However, of course, I was in tears. I was completely destroyed. I was very much in love with this person. And all of a sudden, I couldn't reach him. So I decided to call him without the internet, so just over a normal call, because I didn't care if I spent money on this call. So I tried to call him, and a wonderful mechanical voice on the other end of the line told me that this number wasn't taken. So this guy had changed his number. That was the end for me. I was really, really sad. I was heartbroken. I had never felt like that. I felt stupid. I felt betrayed. And I felt disgusted by someone who would lie to me for months and months, even though I asked him quite a few times if he had someone at home. And I couldn't help wondering why he had wanted me so much to make this thing an official relationship, Because if he had a girl at home, it would have been so much easier for him just to agree to have a secret thing there. Because this is what I wanted in the first place. And secondly, I didn't understand why he would lie to me if I told him that it was okay if he had someone at home. Because I told him that it was okay. And still, he decided not to tell me the truth. And the third and most important point, I was like, why the hell would he tell me that he wanted to marry me? I mean, this is really not necessary. If he just wanted to get into bed with me, he could have done without telling me that he wanted to marry me. However, the questions I had got more and more and more with every day that passed. And I really felt mistreated because I still feel like lying to someone is really treating them without any respect. And as I couldn't ask him those questions, I started asking other people those questions, why someone would do that. And of course, I also asked my Filipino co-workers about how they saw the situation and why someone would do that. And during my investigations, where my best friend helped me a lot, we found out about many other lies of some other Filipinos on board who had lied about things like their age. And we're not talking about 2 or 3 years here, we're talking about 10 years. So they made themselves 10 years younger. And of course, most of you will be asking themselves, how can you not tell that someone is 10 years older than he says he is? But those were Asian people, and for Europeans or most of us, it's very hard to tell Asian ages. And of course, we didn't even consider that they would be lying when we asked them about their age. So we basically found out about lots and lots of lies. And that was just, you know, they got more and more. And at some point, we were standing in front of this huge mountain of lies. And we couldn't believe it because for us, it's just such a bad thing. And for all those Filipinos on board, it seemed to be such a normal thing that you just do. So at some point when I was sitting together with a few Filipino friends on board, I asked them, it was guys, guy friends. So I asked them, what do you think, why would someone tell me that he wants to marry me if I never asked him to say that? And if he has actually a girl at home? And the answer I got really struck me, because that guy said, look, it's just if we make girls fall in love with us, it just really pushes our ego. Now, I had to stop there for a second because I really couldn't believe what I just had heard. And another friend of mine on board said, look, to tell you the truth, we think European girls are stupid. So those things were truths, you know. They were hard to hear, but they were so much better to hear than all these lies. And afterwards, asking oneself why and why and why and why this and that. It was, of course, hurtful to hear that they thought we were stupid. And I had just confirmed it by being with someone for months and months and not discovering that he had someone at home. But at the same time, I was so thankful for those people who just told me what was really going on and what the reasons were for their behavior. And the point here is, I wasn't even hurt because of that other girl at home. I was happy for him that he had someone at home that he loved and that he had a future with, because it was obvious that we didn't have a future. I still decided to go for it for the short time that we had. My problem with the situation was really being lied to, because I had always given him all the freedom he could possibly need. And I always told him that it was okay if he had a family back home. And still, he would deny it. And that was the huge problem I had with this. Because the point here is that one lie doesn't come alone most of the times. There will be other lies that come with that one lie, just because. So for example, of course he had access to his social media, but he didn't want me to find him. And of course he had told me that his family knew about me and that he talked to them about me and how excited they were about it, which all wasn't true, and so on and so forth. So there were many, many lies to come with this one huge lie. And of course I just discovered them bit by bit, because the more you think about it, the more you discover. So I can just speak for myself here, but for me, lying is the worst thing you can do to me, because I can deal with an affair, I can deal with a wife, with anything really, with any kind of truth, but I can't deal with being lied to, because last year this story really destroyed me. I couldn't eat for 5 entire days, which had never happened to me before, and of course I have a much harder time trusting people now. And I don't want that to be the case, because I think leading a life full of mistrust is just very sad, and I don't want to be that kind of person. I really want to trust people. I'd rather be the stupid one again than not to trust anyone anymore. I think, well, this is just a choice. So my choice is to trust people, even though I risk a lot with it. But I think trust is the hardest thing to put together again once it's broken. Harder than a broken heart, because a broken heart will eventually heal, but trusting again really needs a lot of work. And this is why I wish for everyone to think twice before you tell a lie, because lies can ruin a lot. They don't only ruin the relationships themselves, but also the people involved. A lot of deep talk today. Of course, that story I told you about Jason didn't end right there. I don't know if I will have the time to finish that story sometime, but I think it gave you a great insight on what lies can do to people. In my case, I am fine now, but one entire year has gone by, so it really took me a lot of time. So thanks for listening to my story. Please subscribe to this wonderful podcast and have a great week. Thank you.